at the end of Parashat Emor, in Perek Chaf Dalid, Pasuk Chaf, Ve'ish ki yiten mum ba'amito, kasher asa ken ya'ase lo. This parasha is talking about the laws of damages. And although the literal translation says, if a man inflicts a wound in his fellow, as he did, so shall be done to him, which sounds like the concept of eye for an eye, the Gemara explains that that is not so. That the way we compensate for inflicting damage is through monetary payment. But the Baal Shem Tov has a principle that can be applied to a deeper understanding of this pasuk. The Baal Shem Tov said that it is difficult for human beings to see their own character defects or flaws. But Borei Olam made it that we're able to see our problems in others. In psychology, they call this concept projection, where we're able to see the faults in others, but really, as the Baal Shem Tov says, it's a mirror image that we're seeing a reflection of our own problems. And therefore, the pasuk might be saying, V'ish ki yiten mum ba'amito, that a person that sees a wound or a blemish in his friend, kasher asa, as he did, ken ya'ase lo, really, that infliction or that wound is happening to him, which means he's seeing a blemish in others that really applies to himself. The way they explain that is imagine a person's walking in the street and he sees hundreds of people hustling and bustling, running back and forth, and he's asked by somebody, what do you see in the street? Of course, he's not going to be able to see everything, the thousands of things that are happening all at once. So his mind is like a selective filter, where it filters out different things that he'll pick up. Somebody else looking at the same situation will pick up another thing that's taking place in this busy area. The mind cannot handle to pick up millions of messages at once and process them. It'd be overwhelming. So the mind, like I said, filters out different things. But Borei Olam created it that the mind specifically will filter out things that apply to him. That although it's hard for him to see his own faults, Borei Olam will let him see his problems in others. And therefore, it's very important rule to remember that when one is speaking Lashon Hara, for example, about somebody else, he's actually indicting himself. He's actually incriminating himself by revealing to everybody what he is lacking in. And that's the explanation in the pasuk. V'ish ki yiten mum ba'amito. Be careful. When you inflict a wound on somebody else, meaning when you criticize or you knock or you point out the mum, the blemishes in somebody else, ken ya'ase lo. Really, that's happening to him. He's revealing to everybody his shortcomings and his shortfalls. Then we have to be very careful not to expose ourselves to others. But it's a good litmus test. If a person wants to know where he's lacking in, he could just measure how he sees others, and then he'll know exactly a barometer of where he is holding himself.